Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Examiner, which has an incredible photograph from the Oasis gig over the weekend at Croke Park of Oasis thrilling fans during their two dates at Croke Park. The picture is from backstage looking out into the sea of 82,000 fans and Oasis themselves. All the papers have a lot of pictures and a lot of detail of the Oasis gig. Still a few Oasis fans, and I know they're fans because they're wearing those bucket hats around the city at 4:30 this morning. So they clearly had a good night. And hopefully now that's the end of talking about Oasis. We're all sick of it now. That's it. No more talk about them. The gigs have happened. Let us all move on. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Examiner, there's a story that a junior minister has said he broke no rules by receiving €30,000 in payments from Cork County Council during a year in which he spent 6 months travelling the world. This is Christopher O'Sullivan, who was a councillor at Cork County Council and then went travelling to South America, Australia and New Zealand. And his travels were undertaken the year after he was co-opted onto the council to replace his father. Christopher O'Sullivan has previously said he told his constituents he was going travelling and they did not mind. But the Examiner says there's no public record of this. Christopher O'Sullivan says that all payments he received were in compliance with the law. Obviously, the presidential election campaign dominating the headlines again today, because Fine Gael, according to the Examiner, is going to open a second nomination process for the presidency, with two senior party members set to battle it out for the candidacy. So obviously we have Mairead McGuinness withdrawing on health grounds, and it's Heather Humphreys versus Sean Kelly. It looks like they're going to battle it out to become Fine Gael's candidate. Irish Independent, Kelly digs in on Áras Run as Fine Gael chiefs back Humphreys. So it seems like over the weekend, big Fine Gael figures are backing Heather Humphreys, but Sean Kelly is defying the hopes of the party hierarchy. The party seem to want a single presidential candidate, but Sean Kelly's refusing to move and clear the way for Heather Humphreys. He's not ruling out an Áras Run. I heard Regina Doherty over the weekend saying the time is getting tight here to have two candidates. You need to just have one and put the full weight of the party behind Heather, like they did with Kamala Harris. And of course, that went so well in America. Irish Times on the front page has different presidential news, which is Tony Holohan is not going to run for president because he wants to protect his family from abuse. So Professor Holohan has said he could not expose his family to distress, criticism or abuse at a time when we're all still rebuilding our lives. So he had been looking at running for presidency, but he says he wants to protect his family now. So Tony Holohan rules himself out of the race. Obviously, the big meeting in Washington is on a number of the front pages. Irish Daily Mail, D-Day at the White House is how they call it. And the question is, will Trump listen to a single word that President Zelensky and EU leaders have to say? That's what the Mail wonders. The Irish Sun, were right behind EU. Europe's leaders will join Vladimir Zelensky in his face-off in Washington with President Trump today, telling him, we've got your back. President Trump already saying on Truth Social that President Zelensky could end the war right now. So that seems to be his mood going into this meeting, is that it's kind of the ball is in Zelensky's court. Irish Daily Mirror, you're not alone. Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday joining European leaders on a call to give their support to Vladimir Zelensky ahead of vital White House talks today. This famous coalition of the living, sorry, coalition of the willing, which is the new phrase that's very, very trendy at the moment. And the Irish Daily Star on the front page says a brute who sexually assaulted a woman in the UK before attacking a female jogger in Ireland shows the government and Gardaí are simply not in control. That's according to Aintu leader Padraig Tobin. The Star has revealed that Hoida Hamad is a pervert with 27 aliases and 20 convictions after they were sentenced for kicking a jogger in Dublin. Padraig Tobin says no one like this should have been allowed into Ireland, and the non-binary barber will likely be released in the coming weeks. Inside the paper is quite a frightening story, certainly for those of us who live in Kildare and Dublin. In the Irish Independent, Gardaí have found six main burglary gangs that are driving from their bases in Dublin and Kildare to break into homes. Sort of a marauding gang going around, except there's six of them. And Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland said the six most prominent burglary gangs were separate to the 22 gangs that the Bureau is also investigating. So we've loads of gangs in Ireland, it would seem, and dogs, alarms and CCTV won't stop them, is what this detective says. So we have these gangs driving all over the country looking for targets, and they're based in Kildare and Dublin. Teachers could be going on strike. Some of them are only back to work, aren't they, this week? But teachers could engage in industrial action up to and including strikes, says the Irish Times. That's if their concerns about reform of several Leaving Cert subjects aren't addressed. The ASTI says teachers are worried students could use AI to produce projects that will be graded as part of their overall results. This is all to do with Leaving Cert reforms. Now the ASTI warning it could strike over those reforms. Elsewhere, we have Pierce Brosnan is in the papers. This is in the Irish Daily Mirror. Pierce Brosnan says that Guinness is the reason for his great hair. The actor explained why Irish men have luscious locks when he was asked how he looks after his own mane. And he does say that he has good hair. And Pierce Brosnan says his father had good hair. And he says it's Celtic hair and it's down to potatoes, butter and Guinness. This is responsible for the lack of baldness in Irish men. Now, I will say, I know plenty of Irish men who are balding. Maybe it's old school Irish men don't bald as much. But anyway, that's what Pierce Brosnan says is the reason why he has such luscious locks. I see in The Sun, we have a Michelin-starred restaurant launching Britain's only bottled water menu, with some bottles of water costing €25. So it's called the H2O Choices, and it's in La Papas restaurant in Cheshire. There are 8 bottles of water you can choose from, 4 still, which includes tap water, and 4 sparkling. And the bottles of water range from €5.80 for 22 until €22, some are €25 for Portuguese water. And they're going to be launched on Friday, and the water will be served in wine glasses. Now, some people will think we've taken leave of our senses. If you're a water lover like myself, though, you can taste the difference in water, in some bottled water. So you may as well cash in on it. And finally, in the Mail, we've new words in the dictionary. Social media has become impossible to escape. Now its influence has made its way into the dictionary, says the Irish Daily Mail, because words like skibbity, tradwife and delulu are among more than 6,000 words added to the Cambridge Dictionary this year. I'll have to get out the dictionary to find out what these words mean, because I haven't a clue. Skibbity, we're told, is defined as having different meanings, such as cool or bad, and can be used with no real meaning as a joke. Then we have tradwife. You can work that out yourself. That's a married woman who stays at home doing the cooking, cleaning and taking care of children. Like some Irish women years ago, I suppose it was the traditional thing that the woman stayed in the home. Very different now, but it seems like on social media we've gone back to women doing the cooking, cleaning and minding kids. And that's in the dictionary. And then we have delulu, which is a play on the word delusional, defined as believing things that are not real or true, usually because you choose to. Also, we have mouse jiggler. This is someone who pretends like they're working when they're not, when they're working from home. We also have broligarchy, which merges the word bro and oligarchy, which is a small group of men in the tech business. And they're among the new words in the dictionary. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.